Tour Tactics, Jamie Hennigan. This is the daily audio update for Wednesday, October 15th, 2008. Good episode of The Ultimate Fighter tonight. Season 8, Team Nogueira, Team Mir. Episode 5 aired tonight. Just ended a little bit ago. And good showing in the fight of the night with Elliot Marshall taking on Shane Prim. But before we get to that, we got lots of hijinks and randomness going on, and we're getting to see a bit more of where Frank Mir and Antonio Nogueira come from in terms of their coaching styles and just general attitudes towards the fighting game when it comes to before fight stuff going on and the prank war that has been escalating in the house, including just the ridiculous number of pranks on this episode that ranged from Efrain Escudero's underwear being soaked and frozen to itching powder in the beds of the red team to sardines around the blue team's room and sardine oil throughout the bed and basically generally stinking up their room, to Vinny going nuts and peeing on Efren's pillow. And it's very clear that Vinny does not have a sense of humor when it comes to any of this, and it came out later as well. But in terms of Nogueira and Mir here, Nogueira was concerned and a bit upset with how the pranks were affecting the red team in training from lack of sleep, and he seemed to be taking it very seriously. Frank Mir was more passive about it, saying as long as it doesn't do anything to hurt anyone come fight time, he's not concerned about it. They've got to do something in the house. And the pranks aren't going to continue at all. Stanky and Nogueira came to the house to kind of try to talk to the blue team, which, one, you know, it's their adults. If the red team was seriously having as big of a problem with it as Nogueira is, they could have presented it that way to the blue team themselves. Came off as, granted, they didn't actually do anything. They didn't go and tell on the blue team to Nogueira. But that's the way it comes off with Nogueira coming in and trying to give them a lecture on it. But at the same time, the blue team gave absolutely no respect to Minotauro in this situation. And it wasn't a great showing of character for some of the guys and just attitude overall. But at the same time, you can see Nogueira's taking it a little too seriously. I'm of the opinion they need to have something to do in the house, although the peeing in the bed deal, Vinny needs to have more of a sense of humor with it, as everyone else was, for the most part, going along with it. But the red team got a treat here with Nogueira's Muay Thai trainer, Anderson Silva, the UFC middleweight champion, best fighter in the world, plain and simple. And the red team got a treat to get some training with him. And I think this episode was the first time I've heard Anderson actually speaking English. He normally just does his interviews in his native tongue and has a translator there. And he was actually... he was subtitled, but he was actually throwing out some English sentences, and it was kind of surprising to see. But always good to see Anderson Silva, even in this role. His little sparring session that they showed with Ryan Bader was really cool to watch, with him just kind of taking shots from Bader and letting him go with the sparring, and Bader seeming to kind of throw what he could at him and almost... almost getting tired out a bit. But we get to the fight. Nogueira got to pick again after Efrain won his fight last episode. And it's he set it up, Elliot Marshall taking on Shane Prim. Now, Shane talked about before the fight how he thought him and Elliot were two of the most well-rounded guys in here. We found out near the end that Shane had given the other light heavyweights on the red team a run for their money in training. And it was Elliot Marshall that came out looking extremely, extremely good in this fight. It was an absolute dominating performance from Elliot Marshall. They have a short exchange at the beginning of round one with Elliot landing a leg kick and then a short burst of punches, getting in, getting a takedown on Prim, immediately passing beautifully to Mount. It was a beautiful pass from the side right onto Mount. Prim tried to get out of it. Marshall got his back, worked on trying to secure the rear naked choke for a couple of minutes. Prim fought it, tried to get out. Marshall did a great job of holding the hooks in, getting the body lock in from the back, just doing a lot of little things and keeping himself moving until he finally got the arm right under the chin of Prim, slapped on that rear naked choke, and it was nasty. And Prim had no other choice but to tap out. As Elliot was celebrating in their locker room, he told Kristoff that he looked forward to meeting him in the finals, right in front of Vinny. And Vinny didn't like this very much, and you know he's taken that one a bit seriously as well. And he just seems to be in his own little world with his team. And Nogueira was visibly upset with the loss from Shane. He was not disappointed, but he really enjoyed having Shane there. He thought Shane was one of the fighters with the best attitude. He was his first pick. Thought he had a lot of good stuff going for him, and Shane just got he got decimated by Elliot Marshall. But Elliot looked very impressive in this fight, and he's going to be tough to beat as they continue on in this competition. Of course, we get the preview for next week, and Junie Browning is going to be getting in to the octagon for the first time on the show itself after the prelims, and he will be taking on Rolly Delgado. Based on the previews for it, it looks like this could be set up to be a slugfest. Now, the previews could have been from a short period of time in that fight. It could just be a one-round box fest that doesn't last very long. But it looked like it could be a good fight to look forward to next week. And it looks like Junie might be struggling to get to wait for it a bit. They showed some struggling with his training and stuff, but they've been blowing up things out of proportion in the previews for this show throughout, including hinting that tonight's show was going to see possibly the end of Junie Browning on the show at the end of his rope with a conversation with Frank Mir, and that was just a really, really quick soundbite thing right after it happened with Mir telling him, basically, you embarrassed me, you brought this on me now, because you're representing me here, and it So, it was blown out of proportion in the previews for the show, much like Junie's training might be for next week, but we'll see next week. It was a good episode tonight, and look forward to watching next week. And then, of course, it's all leading up to the finale on December 13th. The event location was announced today by UFC officially. It will be at the Palms in Las Vegas on December 13th. UFC fan club members get to purchase tickets starting Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and the public on sale date is Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. So that fight that will happen on December 13th with the finals of the lightweight and light heavyweight contenders from this season, as well as Kevin Burns and Anthony Johnson on the undercard. So that's coming up on the 13th. We got Fight Night on the 10th, and we got UFC 92 on the 27th. So busy live show December for the UFC. Speaking of that UFC 16 fight for the troops on the 10th, the final WEC light heavyweight champion, Steve Cantwell, who just defeated Brian Stann earlier this year for that belt, will be taking on the UFC newcomer Razak Al-Hussein, and that's not set in stone at the moment, but it looks like with Stan being forced to drop out of that scheduled fight, that scheduled rematch with Cantwell at Fight for the Troops, Al-Hussein could be stepping in to take that, so it'll be both fighters' debut in the UFC, and Cantwell will get a chance to come in and try to prove himself quickly, being the final light heavyweight champion in the WEC, but he's got a ladder to climb in the UFC, so that's what we got for December with that. Final news bit that I missed in yesterday's update from this past week. On Monday, it was reported that Strikeforce is now in advanced discussions with NBC to bring live fights to the network. They've been featuring 30-minute weekly shows with fights from earlier Strikeforce cards, and it's looking that this could be extending that to live primetime shows a la Elite XC on CBS. And it's Strikeforce's CEO Scott Coker told MMA Junkie that by the first quarter of 2009, we'll probably have some fights going on. And he says they think they're at their final stages for it. So that could be big for Strikeforce and getting them some more exposure in the MMA game, and some more exposure outside of the events that they've run so far. They've, of course, had the two events at the Playboy Mansion, and it'll be nice to see some more fighters getting exposure on network television outside of what Elite XC has done, because it hasn't been enough. And Strikeforce doesn't have the greatest roster right now, obviously. It's not a top-tier roster, but they've still got a lot of talented fighters in there that could put on some really good fights. It's all about matchups. It's all about what's going to be exciting. And they could do that, for sure, for NBC. So we'll follow this, and hopefully we'll get some type of confirmation or some type of date for a first live show on NBC here within the next month or two. And so we'll definitely be following that. That's all I've got for you today. Another good episode of The Ultimate Fighter. And keep checking out Frank Heidens. Will have his report up, I'm sure, probably by the time I get this audio up. Jason Bent will most likely have his recap of the show as well. So make sure you check out all of our articles on MMA Torch on the main page. We'll be back again with more audio tomorrow. Most likely a UFC 89 preview show on Friday. May not have an audio on Saturday. May wait for a full review show on Sunday on UFC 89. Although I could have a post UFC 89 quick recap audio up late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. So that's what we got on tap for the weekend. So thank you once again for listening to the Daily Audio Update. This is Jamie Pennock signing off. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am.
am. Radio won't even play my jam, cause I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why